of the page card. Facing the base. Toshima. Hashanech is Be'ero. Somebody sends a fire, a torch, or something like that. He had Hershin of the cotton. He was negligent that he gave over to somebody who is incapable of looking after it well. So he's potter with the elder, the one sent it with potter. Machai within the Shemaim, any damage it caused because of his negligence. Is a drama, so he's higher within the Shemaim. So, says everyone, here we have to come to Rashi and Tosef. We're going to have Tosef and Shem. We have to work this out. Bishlim and Amandama. So it said that you're potter. Shad is why you're potter. Bishlim and Amandama, each of the Shem Chitzo. I can understand the Kuntu and Amandama, each of the Shem Chitzo. You're potter. Why you're potter? Chitzo of the Chesh, who? Is considered the Chitzo of the Chesh. Not considered my act. I won't be fired for it because it's considered the act of the Chesh. Why should you be part of in a monster share should be cotton? Have you given over his animal to a child? What's the difference between giving over your file or giving over an animal? In both cases, I gave over something which I was meant to look after. I gave over to somebody who didn't look after it. So of course I'm going to be chayiv. Why shouldn't I be chayiv? I couldn't have under age from Shem Chitzov, but there's only reason why I'm chayiv is it's my act. Not because I was negligent in not looking after it, but because it was my act. Here wasn't my act. Here was the act of the chayish. Yeah? That's kind of the Gemara. It's good? Gemara is good, says Rashi. Ilu Mosa Shoyer Rechesh. See, we're in about 2,000 way down. First word in the line is Bala Gedim. Ilu. Did you say that you have it? Ilu Mosa Shoyer Rechesh. Shachanam de Bechai. Would you not be Bechai? How mean of a big kind? It says, right, you're going first to Gemara. It says, Koyim and Mishoy made the Eish. The Mosa Shoyer Rechesh. Hi. It says, did the Gemara, that you give over to a child, you are chayiv. So according to Ishlokish, that every ish is like a show. So you should be chayiv. That's the cash. Now according to a Yid, on the understanding, it's not a Yid one. It's your chayiv, it's your act. Chayiv is your act, and merely a part. And here it's not my act; it was a chesed act. So the problem with this Gemara. Twofold, number one, the contribution. Are you only chayiv if you lit the fire? If you had a fire that you went and looked after, are you chayiv?
You didn't light it,
but you were meant to look after it. You were meant to look after it, yes. Are you going to be chayiv for it?
You handed it over.
No, that's it. This one. And then I didn't look after it. I didn't light it, but I didn't look after it. What would be the difference? Do it from the reason as well? That's the second problem. We'll try to the first problem. If you're trying to do issues from pizza, what does that mean, issues from pizza? It means it's your act did it, and that's why I tried. Or, in fact, you didn't look after it, made us consider it your act. What is it? Is it really your act, or is it we consider it your act?
By taking responsibility.
By not taking responsibility of it, we consider it your act.
So if I originally taking responsibility,
you're right.
And then failing.
Yeah. Right. It's something which you should have taken responsibility of, but you didn't. It's considered your act. No, that's really your act. That's at your level. Anyone got any rice or rice carrots?
Hello.
Yeah.
It's the
that's because it's serious.
Except for land, except for
that's because of rigor. Mm-hmm. We got any rice. If you have a fire that actually you didn't like. But you were negligent, and because you were negligent, the fire spread, that we consider it your case. It's not really your case. The walkways, if not, you're hit because they can't get off. But the place that.
There's so many important parts of the farm, the independent and public.
No, it wouldn't be high, won't it? No, here was something that was his property, or something he was meant to look after it, somebody else lit it. If you look at Tosis in Dar Chavay, some of the Aleph, the page before, Tosis says there, Eisho Yashuv Kitzot, it's the fifth place on the page, Eisho Yashuv Kitzot, you see it?
Yashuv Kitzot?
Yeah. Loy Shiyavi the Atmoy Eish says places. It doesn't mean that he had to actually light it. Kol Mokum Shes Posha the Shama Gecheltoy Kitzur. Anything which he should have looked after, but he didn't look after. We consider it his case. Not really his case. We consider it his case. Right? The Eish Mishavidim doesn't mean it's your act. Eish Mishavidim means we consider your act. Yeah, just so to say, head on of a cotton, kilo by your cats and Mokovan and Agam and Keshet, and Keshet and Viodoi, Roy Miskam and his document as possible, help you make good for him and Leon, so they would want to have.
Yeah.
How did Jason know this point? How did Jason know that even if you don't light it, even there's not Mamish a Chitzo, the fact that you would be share is already a reason why you should be called Esh Roshom Chitzo.
Well, if that's the case, then why would he be trumped by the events of the Pasha?
That's going to be the question. That's going to be the question. The difficulty, but he does not have to say no.
Right.
I'm afraid maybe it's derived from the Shanhevis, giving the Shanhevis to the Cheshire of Kotan. But you see, you'll be chayim there. Even though you light it, but you'll be shared by giving him Shanhevis with all the perineum. That's an English word for the perineum.
Kindling.
No.
Anyway, good
on. Something like that. That you're giving him all the whole toolkit, you're hiring. It's a good or hard, and Jason know it, but Jason did say it. And Jason said that the reason why you're hiring is because you didn't look after the fire. No, as you said, then this Gemara doesn't make any sense. Because what's the Gemara saying? I understand why you're bottled. Because.
That's it.
Okay, I'm telling you. I understand why you're bottled. Because I can't tell you, but that's not possible because it's the chitzor of the cheresh. One second. Were you negligent by giving over to the cheresh? Yes. If you're negligent giving over to the cheresh, then it's automatically considered your chetz. What do you mean chitzor of the cheresh? What's the difference between a yerech and a shlokish? It's not a chitzor of the cheresh. Oh, it's your money. You should have looked after your money. You go to the cheresh and got it. So cheer. Can't tell you, you're on your portal. Why? You're a Peshtea. The same shir you have with a Bechon. Peshtoki, you have the Bechon. And if you only have it, you light it, Meina. They said, not like that. They said, you're having it if you don't light it. If you're a Peshtea looking after it, consider your hate. No, so I gave up the Chesh to the Kodah. Should we consider my hate? That's question number one on the series. Very difficult to want to how to explain over. Question number two is what I'm sure I was asking. The Maskana Sagamore is what? If you can hold your chayim because of Eish Mishlom Chitzov and Momoyim, he agrees to Eish Lakish. So it means every time he has a fire, he should have looked after it. So once in my head, Eish Tema Kondri Yichon, we understand it. We're going to Eish Lakish, we don't. And even Kondri Yichon, why is it if you give over the case, you're going to be part of it? What's the Metlev Shat? So those two questions need to be answered, and that's what our chase is going to do. It focuses more on the second one, but he has to answer the second one. So again, the Gemara said the culture of Yerichon was Ishma Shemachitza. We understand why giving over to the Cheresh is Bekata, your Pato, because it's considered the Chet of the Cheresh Shaita Bekata. By contrary, Shlokish. It's considered a moidah. We don't understand this gemara that says if you give them to chishin, you're going to get potter. Why should you be potter? It's your money. You're meant to look after your money. Giving over to chishin to God is an act of negligence. So we ask that all circumjuration. If you have an act of negligence, it's considered your chayt. So what's the shot? Why we say your potter? And also, if you himself agrees to ishlokish, the ishim shemamayim. So why bemet? Or you brought to give an education to the couple. Those are the two kashas. Let's get on a bit more, and then we'll do tesis. And get to the Shem, everything will be clear. That is the Gemara. So what's the answer? For each ma alo, the first word on the line is Nami wa Kambesi Ben Beis. Yes.
Hence the shine of the Yaakov Act.
Yaakov or Rebbe David? Which one?
Where did he go?
No. A couple of cents, it should be more.
Okay, so can you say keep it safe?
No,
it doesn't say who did it, just said keep it safe.
That's that, okay.
It says who did it?
No, you're right. So if you say it's ancient, then it's an Hamavi, so it's saying we're not on the balls. Very good. Okay, so where are we holding it? So since the Gemara, we are now, we're going to answer this question of the Gemara. Answer the Gemara, it's about 10 lines out from the end of the page. It's my law. Homish Lokish. Mishmei de Chizki. Lo Yishonu. Elek Shem Osa Lo Yachenes Velibo. You know, Yishonu says, you know why he's potter? Because he only gave him a Gacheles. And who was Melabit? Who was the patient of the cotton? The Mamele is not considered the Pshir of the grown up. Have a Moser Shalemes, Bemet, if you give them the Shalemes, you will be Chayim. My time of boy is they came, gave over something, he has money, which he meant to look after, and he gave over something, he was Pesher, so you're going to be Potter. You're going to be Chayim. Boy, they get Chayim. So this mission said that your Potter is referring specifically when you gave over the Gechetz. Why? It can be Pesher. And if you come on, I'll finish Shalemes Potter. Even Shalemes is Potter, why? He holds these four words. Savso the Chirish Kagod. What earth does that mean? Savso the Chirish Kagod. There's Rashi. Savso the Chirish. What does that mean? There's Rashi beforehand. Yacheles Velivo. You see, it's about also 10 lines up in the narrow lines. Yacheles Velivo. The Chesh is Melavi. The Loi Dog the Shoy. That's not comparable to Shoy. The Shoy, Mizuman Lahadi. Shoy is ready there to damage. Our law, the Gacheles, in this case of the Gacheles, Chesh of it. It's the Chesh which made the mud. The Chesh that was Melavi. If you give over Shah Heves, it's for Ezekiel, Zuman Ezekiel, like he shows, so he has to look after it. Look at Rashi now. Rashi, if you come on my finish of his potter, what's Rashi tell us? Why, if you give over Shah Heves, the potter says, Rashi, if you come the Tame, if you come goes to put his own shit, the Oma, Esho, Eshom Kitzo, if you come says, Eshom Shom Kitzo, the Oma Kitzo, the Cheshu, if you come says, you know why your potter, if you give over Shah Heves, because who actually did the moving, brought the fire? It was a Chesh. And if your nation should chitzov, you go to one who did the act. One who did the act was the Chesh. And therefore, he's the one who's going to be. He's considered his act. It's not considered the one who gave it over to him. Says Rashi, this is Rabbi Yochanan of the Shittos. Rabbi Yochanan of the Shittos holds if you give it over Shahen as your potter. Why? It's hits of the Chesh.
Why?
Because who actually held it and brought it there. So it's considered the act of the fish. Who brought it there?
You were the shore of the fashion. You were over it.
Ah, very good.
You think he didn't tie it properly, he's not in his possession.
You would be part of, you would be okay, right? The answer to that is the animal you're trying to is Memoina. And by A, should you have all the time because of Glitzer?
Awesome.
What's your question? That's the kasha. Rashi says, "Chat with Rabbi Yochanan to the whole nation to Chitzor." But what's Rashi doing in Maskanos of Sugya? Maskanos of Sugya says the Rabbi Yochanan all the issues from him as well. And if so, it's exactly like the Shoy. You gave him the Shoy. He's like, "I show you be chayv." So to him, that's the kasha we asked before. That's a very stark kasha on Rashi.
Answering where we're holding the
point
right there.
Could be. The problem is, it could be true.
Isn't that the
dog? Rashi's saying that's where we're holding at the moment now. We don't know that the big Mario. We don't know this.
Isn't that the way Rashi normally operates?
It would be true, could be true, but there's a big problem. Because then it should come out, and Peter Maskono, Rabbi Yochanan would hold you archive if you give over the Shalheves. Right? He should only be given over Shalavis, he should be Chayyim, and he doesn't. This is Rabbi Yochanan Shitta. If you ever hold your only Chayyim, if you give, what's the Russian? Gamsa Silta Shaga. If you give the full toolkit, that's when you're Chayyim. But that's difficult. You're right. In here, this Rashi, he's going down the verbal. We hold Ashim Shulchitza only. Maybe who did the act? The Chayyish. And then I'm a sentient father. I was asking, but what about animal? Animals, but no, he is not. Problem is, okay, very good. But let's get to the end of the subject. Yeah, they should have known it as well. So why are we here with the old? Very much unhappiness. And this is his halacha. If you're a Shlokish, this is the halacha. Shlokish says, you're chayim. If you give over Shalheves, if you're a chayim, if you give over Shalheves, if you give silk and shag, otherwise you wouldn't be chayim. And why? If it's because of Eishim Shul Chitzal, but he also holds on the moment. That's the big difficulty in Rashi. Rashi clearly says, Shatir and Yerichon is because of Eishim Shul Chitzal, Mapshat. Yep. Next Rashi. So back in the Gemara, we're in the middle of Gemara. My time, where is Eka? Ksav Tzav Stol Bechevish Begur. Loi Mechaev, five lines up in the Gemara. Loi Mechaev, from the Yerichon, you're only going to Mechaev when? How the Mosele Gavze Silte Veshage. So you give small little piece of wood and dry wood, small piece of wood, and actual flame, in which case that's called the fire there. That's not called Iki Rote. That's I did everything. Says Rashi. Gavza Itzim Veshim, Silse Itzim Tarudakim, Dai Vada Ipesheu, Isert Ipesheu. Remember the last time we heard it, she is not enough. Still, what it brought it there was still the cage, still the shape of the coffin. As I answered it. But when we have mold, you need HM Shum Chitzov, and it's not for Rashi and Smith. And Shalem is important because it's not the cage, why not? Because the kids that bought it there. So if I give him most of the HM the gaps of silk and shagger, he's still the one that brings it there. So what if the one who gives it over is the Peshea? It wasn't his act, it was the act of the child. That's the Kushi and the
Gemara of Yerush.
What do you mean in all cases?
In all cases, they're all the same where he's standing.
Right. Okay.
He's standing next to a piece of thick wood next to the wall. Which is made up of strong building wood, let's say. So it is flammable, but it takes a long time for it to catch on fire.
Okay.
The first case, he gave him the chayyim, nothing to happen. Second case, he brought him Shraga, also the Shraga.
Shraga,
you bring it next to the wood. It's not going to read the
Shraga. Rishnaki said it is.
Wow.
Rishnaki said that's called Bori Hazeka.
Okay. So he said it's going to catch a fire.
No, so what's the right idea from Patin? Because it's called the act of the change to do.
He really has to hold it on.
It has to hold in a particular way.
But here, he gave him all things. He puts it on the floor and he's going to light it.
Oh, so very good. You're saying that it's been something similar to that. But let's say, like you're saying, Stam putting the fire there, it's only because he's holding it as well at the same time is what's going to cause the whole house to burn down. But if you're giving him the whole toolkit, they'll cause a conflagration straight away. For me, yeah, that's to address this issue. Top, very good. So that's the Gemara that we need to know in order to learn Tesis. Again, let's do a sikkum before we start Tesis. According to Rish Lakish, when are you paim? Mashalev is why? Mashalev is like a shoy. It's a shoy. Sorry, it's like a shoy. You're obligated to look after your shoy. You're obligated to look after your fire. You didn't do that. You gave over to somebody who was negligent. Never consider you're negligent and you're chayiv. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when are you going to be chayiv? Only if you give all the whole toolkit, and the reason for that is because it's subsod the cheresh gedol. Unless he gives all three, it's subsod the cheresh gedol. Is considered the act of the cheresh and not the act of the of the one who sent it. Yeah, if you don't give all, yeah. It's considered the act of the chesh, not the act of the one who sent it. And therefore, despite the fact that it was in the money, they're not chayiv. So that is why not.
We explain that again in the Tafsa case. Tafsa means he let go.
Tafsa means he's holding it. The grip of the chesh is what's causing the fire.
Listen to that.
Like you explained
to the thing, the grip is he's holding it. Yes, you gave it to him, and obviously he's holding it. I thought it meant it slipped out of his hand. He let go of it.
No.
Rashi
says that since Eishim Shum Chitzo, so we need to know the one who actually lit it. And the one who actually lit it was the child. The child, they brought it out. The child was holding it in a way that was going to make the house burn down.
So you know he's going to do that? I don't understand.
Yeah, no.
Cases.
I know the kid's going to do it.
Huh?
I know the kid's going to do it. And then the lady's going to do it.
Huh?
I know the kid's going to do it, so what? Why? Why? Because they should hear
that. That's what we're going to see. Then. The Rav just hates these words.
Yeah.
I hate these words.
It's what we're
going to investigate them. The Rav says, because I know he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Mashma, it is what we're going to
see. Yeah, yeah, Rav, that's it.
And this is going to cause damage.
Yeah.
So then
who did it?
Certainly, what?
Who did it?
Who cares? Who untied? Who untied?
Surely the old person before.
Yeah.
Okay, Zayn, you're gonna have to taste it. Yeah, taste is gonna ask and it's gonna answer. Yeah, very good. Right? Doesn't mean because we have this question, it's not answered. Doesn't mean because we have this question, we have to learn a different shot. Says places, last places of the page. Hits of the Cheresh Hay, Tame the Lee, bring places. Ah, Kasha. If giving over to Cheresh is considered Ruach Mitzuyo, you should also be Chayev. You Kasha, be loy Choshev Mitzuyo, and if giving over to is not considered Ruach Mitzuyo, my Kasha is Shlokish. What's the question of Shlokish? Why you caught or? Hello, you don't mean the Moshe Shoyoy. It's not compared with the Moshe Shoyoy. They put out the Maidev. They in Chayov in Klal. Al Eish, El of Yechel Lahazim Ruch Moshe. Everyone holds it on Chayim at all. By Eish, unless it can damage with Ruch Mitzuya. So what's going on here? If this Shaheves. Well, this Gachel is whatever we're talking about. It's something that can cause damage with Ruch Mitzuya. What's the message on? And if it's not Ruch Mitzuya, then what's your problem with your contact on the Rishon to understand why you're potsoyo? So what's going on? That's a good cash. What is that? Very Marie. And a man down the issue from Kitso, who comes from the Gibran, Lori Machaye, Elo Beish, Cheyoko Lahazik, Beruach Matsuya. They call him Vadai Ezek and Kitso. He only hired with Mam issue of Matsuya. He needs numbers here. There's Ruach Matsuya, which is standing as wind, and then there's something which is Ruach Matsuya, Hamben, which is a really common wind, which will happen to Mamish so often. So, in order to be chai for Chitzov, it has to be a kibbutz of certainty that this is what's going to happen. The Hoko, Ein B'maisa Shelea, Korve Vadai, has. Since is not with the Maisa Shelech, something which is certain as it, Helke Floy Domi Le Chitzo. Therefore, some comparable to Chitzo, the Chitzo de Chesh, and it's Chitzo of Chesh. You hear? The mother mentioned to Chitzo, he holds there has to be a Zah wind that is such a common wind that has to be much certainty it's going to happen. And therefore, he holds that if you give over a Shaheves to a child, they're not going to be Chayyim. Because not a vada, and since all Ishim Shom Chitz and by sending a chitz, it's not just a likelihood that this chitz is going to break the vase, but it's a certainty this chitz is going to break the vase. So to sending a fire has to be not just a likelihood, but rather a certainty. As Inki, and according to Rabbi Ishloki, all the Ishim Shom and Moyoi, Avon Aman Alma, sorry, Damisalai. Even if it's not such a certainty, it's still chayim. Midi the hava amos hashoyoi kosho kuroi lechesh. If a person gives over a tied chayim, a tied shoyi tachesh, the chayim. Why? It's not certain he's going to cause damage. No, your chayim, the dark you saw the back and changed the gizzard. The dark and tuki are the day as sokov shel chayish. It's very often that when the chayish has a show that's tied up, they'll start playing with it and it will get undone and damaged. It's not certainty. It's likelihood. It's not certainty.
What's been tuki?
The snap. The rope. So maybe they're not snap. Yeah? I forgot to know I have a cover of that. I can't preach it, not certainty like a chait, but nonetheless, it's still going to be. So, Tasis, one of the Pshat in the Sugi, what's Pshat? They're all asking if it's a double, if it's something which is Motsuri, if it's a real Motsuri, then about the contribution, it should be chai, like we know. If you're a fish, it's considered like your chait. If it's like your chait, you should be chai. What's the difference? A contribution is shlokish. Chait is no. What level of a pshia makes into your chitz? According to Yerushalayim, if you want to make into chitz, it needs to be a super duper shia. Something which is command certain it's going to happen, just like when you send the arrow, it's a certainty it's going to break the vase. So too, when you play with this, when you give over a fire to a chitz, it has to be a certainty it's going to do it. For instance, you give the full toolkit. But hey, if you just give a shahar, it's not certainty, but then you're going to be part of it. The issue of Shumamoina, you don't need that level of Shia, even less of Shia. The mere fact that you gave over something which is the likelihood that's going to damage, you're going to be a type. How do I know that? If you give over Chayyid, if you give over a show that's tied, it's certainly not a likelihood, it's not going to be a certainty it's going to damage, but there's a likelihood it's going to be damaged, and that's why you have to be positive. Not a certainty, but a likelihood.
Ooh, what?
My mom, my
by the shomer's side,
yeah,
it's certain.
You know,
why is not making this yet? Why is it not regular?
What right?
Mara says that it's brought down that the shomer that it was high and given up the Hashim.
Okay,
the Kulam is really high.
That's Maloino.
What?
That's Maloino. He will need Chitzo. It's a shomer. Here we need a level of age that makes it the Chitzo. The hair of the chayim because you didn't get that level of peace.
Use the arrow then.
Oh, very good, very good. That's the next part, Jason. So far, Jason just built it up. And Jason said that
You want to know why I come to Rabbi Yochanan? You're going to be potter. First question, we asked two questions. Remember the beginning of Shia? We had two questions. Number one, I come to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't have to be really your act. What does it have to be? If you're a Bishar, and therefore, if you're a Bishar, by the fire, we consider it your act. No, if so, giving over the location to the court. I was Bishar, I should be chayim. If it's Rav Mitzvah, I should be chayim. Not Rav Mitzvah, it's Bishar, I should be. So we must be talking about Rav Mitzvah. So what else are we starting? So good with it. That takes us answer. Our first question, which we asked, which takes on the Shem and the Sugya, this is an answer. It's true. Both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be chayiv for Eish if you are Poishah. Not because you lit it, but because you are Poishah. Yeah, for instance, if my child would have lit my haystack in my garden, and I can see the haystack turn off, and I could have stopped it, I'd Poishah. Both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why you're chayiv for Eish is not because of Chitzah, and not because you lit it, but because you're Poishah. Now, what level of shear is needed? According to Rabbi Yochanan, since I'm only going to be chayiv if it's considered chitzor, I'm only going to be chayiv if it's such a thing which is a certainty it's going to damage. But according to Ish Lakish, you're chayiv because Mamono. Mamono is good enough even if it's not a certainty, even if it's a likelihood. How do I know that? Because the Gemara earlier on about in that test. It says if you give it a shoy that's tied up and you give it to a patient, there's no certainty it's going to damage.
There isn't. Why did I say that? It's normally not untied. That's his way.
Dark. So it's even though it's not bad. I'm going to have to let have a curve of bad. It's not. Even though it's not curve of bad. Second last line.
What?
Second last line. Yeah. No, that's the next part.
Go back
from the beginning of the text.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning of the text. Let me read. Second line of thesis.
Yeah.
You're only going to be five out of each. You're still going to be chayiv. How do I know that? Maybe the hammer, since I see in the big Aleph, the hammer must show you a kosher kuroi the chesh. Give it away. Sorry, kosher, as it should be the chesh. The chayiv, he is chayiv. Why? The darkin in Tuki is normal. Ready to snap away, and they are sucked off the chesh to the chesh looking after it. I've got the lawyer, the kuroi the vada. Even there's not kuroi the vada. Right? So when we talk about mowing, you're meant to look after your property, and any level of shear is enough to say you're chayiv. But saying again, if you want to be chayiv because of chitzo to make it to your koyach, then it has to be mamish a certainty that it's going to happen. If you give over shaleves, you're going to be part. Why? Because not covered about it. Only chayiv because of chitzo. Not covered about it. If you give over a country slokish, it doesn't have to be covered about it. The money is good enough even if it's not covered about it. If I give over a show tied up, it's not covered about it. I'm going to be chayim. Even if you're not masking that, the money will be chayim.
Just
that's going
to be exactly undoing it. But that's a good thing. I
can't
say that the dog was going to be chayim. How can it snap? And you call it kala'ui. Did you put a strap on it?
I did there. I saw kosher
keresh.
Keresh.
Yes, so you know he's untying it.
Not untying
it. But it's his way to untie it.
It's not. This is clearly, I'm not going to argue with the teeth. This is clearly, it's not a core of Ravana. It's not.
What does it mean?
The core? No, it means it's material. You know what Matsuya means? Ruach Matsuya. It's there to have a wind that blows now. But not bowing it out.
It's dark going to do it.
Dark means it's usual, common.
Yeah. So common. So if I give it a shoot,
common.
The strap without my fear. Now, if I know that 60% of the time,
60%.
The chashu unties it.
60%.
That's
not called a vada. If you shoot an arrow, it's not 60% of the chance you're going to break the vada. From 100%. Tyson says that something goes horrible about that. It's something terrible. It's something which you can argue about, something which you can't. You can't argue on something which Tosin says. Tosin says, if you shoot an arrow, it's covered the valley. What do you want to do? Who says so? Tosin says, it's covered the valley. You shoot an arrow, it's covered the valley. You're going to break the valley. Tosin says, you give up an animal. It's not covered the valley. It's going to get on those are Udot. Those are the Tosin. We run around the days when people gave up animals to perish. But we're willing to accept what Tosin tells us. There's no reason why we should think otherwise. So, and we're willing to, we never shot an arrow at the bars, but we're willing to accept that Tosin says, God, I'm not going to do it. I can understand that. Somebody shoots a gun at something more of a chance that it seems pretty close, and chance is going to be pretty broken. But that's what Tosin says. But let's not argue on those points. There's other things to argue about. But Tosin says, the good ones are not issues from Kito. You need that level. The main of Hashem is going to be Poto. I say, you need issues from the you don't need that level. The main, you're not going to be high for. You're going to be hungry. Where are you going to get your results?
You don't need that level. Why isn't that the level? Why wouldn't there be a distinction between
the hits of
it? But why?
If you want to make your hit act, it has to be, you want to make it as if it's his act, it has to be, oh, it's 100%. When a person doesn't act, it's almost a certainty that what he does is going to happen. Right? My mom, you didn't look after you. You're a pishay, you didn't look after you. Even if it's all certainty, the fact that you didn't look after you is a pishay.
Even if it's, that means it's high probability for injury.
Maybe somebody can explain it in America. David, if you shoot an arrow, is there more of a chance of it breaking the vase or less of a chance than shooting an arrow to the vase or sitting around watching the vase but not locking it up well? What's more of a chance of ours breaking than the arrow? Why? Could you explain that? Why? I think it's funny. You can understand.
I'm saying why
you
have to have this high level of
but I think it's because you want to make it hit that.
Simply because you're
action. You want to make it your action, and action is, you know, I didn't. Even just that you look after it. That's sheer. I'm saying you didn't look after it.
I think it's short act. This is much more negligent.
Much more negligent. But even a lesser act can also be negligent.
But not considered you are. Negligent and what you are. What's his act? Yeah. I was pushed shame. Another
pushed.
Had there been my ox, I would have been chayim for that. That wasn't my ox.
So we don't think he's going to shout this upon the
others. No. Him, he needed to turn into his act. It wasn't his act. He thought Shiv Zerain is something like his act. Makes it that even the shmir, which he thought he did, wasn't the shmir. He's act and he's transformed into what he did. That's going to be something which is almost a seven. Okay, so that's what they said. I thought well, you're jumping, and they are not, though. There is a good cash start, but it's oh, very good. I'm asking. Very nice. You need to be on this level because it has to become chito. Very shocked. You should be able to hold some money as well. That's the last 2 lines of this. This is how much. The point of why did Yehudah hold the importance of Loi or Lav Mishum the other time? Not because it goes to Shitosa, the Isle Ancient Mishum. Oh, sorry, second last line. The whole point in the middle of the line. Yeah? The point of Yehudah, Afilo Mosel Shalemes, and that will be on exempts the person. Even if he gave over Shalemes. It's not because he goes to Shitosoi. He is the Ishim Shul Chitzah. It's not because he goes to Shitosoi. The other Ishim Shul Chitzah. Because we conclude, he is the Ishim Shul Mamayinai. He also has the Mamayinai. See, if the reason why he's bothered is because he needed to become his act, it's not true. Because he holds your chayav, even if it's not your act, you're a Peshe, he holds the Mamayinai as well.
Ela Meshum, the Xala, Shanemes, Loi, Tori Hezit, the Commission. I just said you want to know what the Machalik is in between the Mirch and the Shalom, which is not like Rashi. Nothing to do with the Ishmael Shalom Kitzov. It's the reason why you're Potter is because it's not Bori Hezit. It's not Bori Hezit. It's not a certain thing. In order to be Chayim by Eish, just like by Shoy, it needs to be Bori Hezit. If you give him a Gacheles, Gacheles might go out. That's not embarrassing, but that's not like a show. A show is something to occur, to occur damage. Gacheles doesn't have that. Give up Shalevis, says Rishon, because that's like a show. Says Rishon, it's not true. Shalevis can also go out. It's only if you give up all three things, then you've got a Zara Pshir, you're going to be fine. Says at the end of the day, it's nothing to do with Ishma Shemkit, Ishma Shemimim. So the Gemara did that, this now we've done it. In the middle of the beginning of the second year, the Gemara understood. The Yerushalmi holds only a chitzol, and the Shalkish holds memayno. So then we understood at that stage why Yerushalmi says you're potter, because it's not vaday, it's not kohen with vaday. Giving over shalem is not kohen with vaday, but we don't understand the Yerushalkish. It's kohen with vaday. Tertan, you're giving him a gechelik, right? According to Yerushalmi, you hold you need kohen with vaday. That means that's what we thought, right? Until you get to the Maskel to Tzuvia, what do we call? Only Ishmael Pizza, only Ishmael Pizza. So it needs to be, that was the Gemara's cash. It says in the Gemara, if you give over Shalhevis to the court and you're going to be Potter, well, why should you be Potter? It's real good, so yeah. Ah, according to Malala Ishmael Pizza, I understand it. Because you're only Chayim if it's Yorub of Alay. And I understand it. According to Shlokish, you should be Chayim even if it's Tamshir, you should be Chayim. That was Gemara's cash. And the Gemara answered, you're right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, said you're potter, because the Ishmael Shulchitza, according to Shlokish, you're potter, because then you gave over Gachet. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you give over Shalemes, you're going to be potter, why? Well, it's not called the valley. Then we keep on going to Sugya, at the end of the day, and we say, no, Rabbi Yochanan, you have Ishmael Shulchitza, as well. Whoa, so why is it that he said that you're potter, if you give over Shalemes? You don't need it to be going about that. Even Stavshi is enough. The they said that we misunderstood the whole thing. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan said that you're potter, if you give over Shalemes, is because it's not even a normal shir. It's not Bori Hezit. It's not like a show. A show, but even show goes up and down. If you give over Shalemes, Shalemes goes down to the chin. Just like Gachel is a validation. So Shalemes also. Only if you give over all three. So it's nothing to do in the end of the day with the chitz of ending. If you want someone to come to the Gemara, the whole thing changes. That's a hook, no? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why we thought we knew why Rabbi Yochanan said Shalem is going to be a potter, turned out it wasn't because of that. Turned out we missed the boat. Shalem is, you know why you're potter? Because like a chitz, it's not going to bore you. Not because it's not a chitz. Nah, I didn't do that. You never give over anything. Give over all three, then you can be a chitz. That's all in Jason. Must remember, Rashi doesn't know that. Rashi said the reason why Rishon said, Shalemes, you are Chayiv, the potter, because of the Ishim Shemkitza. That's what Rashi said. Perhaps, if Dr. wants to say perhaps, that's all because Rashi is explaining the Sugya at the moment. Once we get to Maskana, maybe Rashi would change and say, like, taste to them. Not much, but perhaps. I'm not sure. The Pnei Shur has got a hard to answer, Rashi. Say that that's where I'm holding. What came out of the station, let's do a quick sickle. We've got the Gemara that says, before the Yerushalayim, you give over Chelik, you give over Shalemet. We'll talk about Shalemet. You don't say what you gave over. We gave over to Shalemet's Be'er. You gave over Be'er to a Chelik. It says your part. We didn't understand why. But we said, the contrary of Yerushalayim, we could understand it. Because it's the chitzov of the chesh. We had the kasha. But what? Beva tuach mitzuyah. He was b'sheh. It's b'sheh because the chitzov of the mishalik. Beva tuach mitzuyah. To answer that kasha, says, no. If you want to make it into the chitzov of the mishalik, it has to be something which is going to be it's going to happen. Then you can consider his chitzov. Because it's going to be it's going to happen. If all we need is to be Mamoinoi, then it's good enough to start with the Pshir. You don't need to be Karavavan.
So the main is somebody gives over Be'eyo, it's not Karev Levadai. So we understand what you're going to be part of. According to, if you eat Mishlokish, hold your Chag Shem Amoino, why should you be part of? To which the Gemara answers, Kondri Shlokish, why are you part of?
Because it's a Gacheles.
Because you gave over Gacheles. A Gacheles is a Chal, but it's a Gacheles. Right. So maybe you gave over Gacheles. If you give over Shalemes, you'll be Chayim. So it's Boy Zeke. And if you want to say, even my challenge is your bottom. Why? At the moment, we think why? It's not covered about it. It's not covered about it. It's not kicked up. But then eventually, he says, but he says, don't forget the Maskans. It's the Shlokish himself. If you're from South Holds, they are kind because of Mamoyo as well, right? Then you also have because of Mamoyo. So why the Metis Shalem is the bottom? I don't know if you're from the Yod Shalem is the bottom. Why should that be? Harry Shalem is Boris Zeke. Shalev is not Boris Zeke. I hold, says the Rebbechon. Shalev is not Boris Zeke. The only time it's Boris Zeke, if you give over all three, then it's Boris Zeke, then it's like a shame. That's
that this is like it's field. And the case of the Kashu is like the kids of the Kashu. Why are they doing it with the fire with the Shamanji?
And as well.
Because it should be with the Shamanji.
Should not even be with the Shamanji.
It should not be fired with the Shamanji.
Should be fired anything?
If it's truly the kids of the Kashu. If it's truly the heads of the Kashu,
yeah,
and not his heads,
yeah,
then if it's like an arrow of a Kashu, then why in the world should he be having a Shamayim?
Because the grandma, grandma, he was a good.
No, the fact that we see that he's having a Shamayim, he does know that it's his heads.
If it's his heads, which I think, oh, no, it's a grandma.
Can I question of the other at all?
Grandma means that even though it can't be considered enough of your act to be considered that you're carrying in your dog, that since you had a part in this damage, and definitely you had the part, he was Bashev by leaving it to him, it wasn't covered with Vada, he was some shit, so he was definitely had a part in this damage. He's a grandma, and grandma, you're carrying
the
damage.
The true hits should not be his issue.
Why not? Right, if Bashev should have got his thumb picked up his own thing,
yeah.
I gave it to him, that's why my shit. I remember Bashev, if you had one mask and there was a shit, had it been mine, maybe you would have been a target. Maybe. But not if it's coming up because it wasn't by his sake of it. Yeah. Right.
It's
probably gives a little bit of gun to the patient problem. You think he's not going to be climbing in his mind? Somebody gives a little bit of gun.
Maybe we see he is the guy in his mind. And therefore, it's not a true case of the chetz only of the
chashu. Chetz of the chashu means that you can't say that it was the 95% of the mishaleh, rather 95% of the chashu. But still, the mishaleh was the one who gave the possibility of this chashu to do that. Right? Then the mishaleh gave him that opportunity. For that, you're private initial. You give a loaded gun to a child, even though the child's one who's going to be shooting it, but the person who gives it to him is the pesher, it's chayim dinishim, it's possible. Okay, listen, we have only two more takes in left. We'll do it in Yat Hashem on Thursday. Give me time to catch up. And Yat Hashem on Thursday, we hope to finish this soon. It's really not difficult. I'm happy to if you need it, if you want it. Whatever time, yes, I haven't had time to prepare probably.
So
give me a call tomorrow at 10:30. If you want me to come up, I'll give you a then.
What should we do?
We have to do the last two tastes. Tom and Amai Benayu. Right? It means obviously you have to finish the Gemara. Go over the Gemara until the two dots again. Right? Go over the Gemara until the two dots again. And then the last two tastes then. You have to show. Is a good chance to we'll be finished this week in the Hashem, Shotur and Slachas. Okay. My Shabbat should have a good day. So what are we going to do? Or not? I think Thursday is good because it gives you proper time tomorrow to prepare it and we can start on Thursday. Thursday night. Today's Tuesday.
So Tuesday and Wednesday to prepare?
Today is half past 11. I'm not sure how much more time you're going to put in.
It's Monday. Right?
Today is.
So oh, you're right. It's Monday. I've had shit tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, well, so when should we have shit? No, I need to give you time to prepare. Do we have shit on Wednesday? What would you like?
Personally, I want to spend the time here tomorrow morning. We would have you don't like 10:30.
I don't like 10:30, but I have to do it a little bit finished. But we'll do it Wednesday morning. Thank you for reminding me today's Monday.
Good and certain.
Yeah, I also thought.